Let's start with the next talk. All creatures are welcome. The idea to let everybody participate in chaos is something that is obvious for us, but if it's coming to the reality, it's sometimes harder than just doing it, than just saying. Using tools and everything, there's a lot of stuff that we have to catch up with. This next talk will give us an idea of how this can work. Fussel and Thony have started a project for 2 years with CCC and tried to find out how we can open hack spaces for the deaf people, whether they succeeded or what other spaces or the chaos community in general can learn from this. Fussel will let us give us some introduction on this. There's a small information. The Austrian deaf sign language will be the language of the talk, and it will be translated to German, English, and I think Spanish. Thank you very much. A big shout out to all the people that are helping to translate the Congress into the sign languages. Let us welcome very much Fussel on the stage, please. Hi, guten Tag, hallo. Before we really start, a short introduction. As I said before, I will show the Austrian Sign Language. The translators will simultaneously translate to German. So, since I cannot hear anything, if you applause, then I don't get it. So maybe I'd like to practice with you to give positive feedback in a different way, like stamp very hard on the ground, like really really hard, more. This really feels nice. Thank you so much. Very good, very good. Everybody ready? Nice.
Okay, egal.
Okay, never mind. Let's do it like this.
Ja.
Yes.
Liebes CCC.
Dear Chaos Communication Congress. Dear C3 Vienna. Dear MetaLab.
Wow.
Wow.
Einfach nur wow.
Simply wow.
Franz
and I, we started this project since 2 years. We put in a lot of effort, we did a lot of things, and it's so much that has happened. It's quite a tremendous workload happened. I'm really happy that I can take myself the time to distribute it and talk about it. That I simply can let you know what happened in all that time. Dear CCC, let's start here.
Wow.
The philosophy of the CCC, the opportunities, they are just incredible. Wow, I simply can't believe it. After 2 years of doing so much, of implementing so much, we really made an hack space accessible. We really unlocked it, and so much has happened. At the beginning, 2 years ago, or by now, 4 years ago, I'm at the MetaLab since 4 years ago. In the beginning, I was the only deaf person there. And open it, unlock it, started 2 years later. I met Franz and Sony, and we worked together, and the community became bigger and bigger. More and more deaf people came to the MetaLab, and by now there are 9 people that are showing up at MetaLab on a regular basis. 9 people! And the crowd stamps on the floor. I'm really getting emotional here. Events, all sorts of things. 20 to 30 deaf people come to our events that we organize, and we We do everything that we can to make MATLAB accessible. The machines, the we came up with videos that give you information about it. There were really long texts with which deaf people cannot do much with them. German is not the first language. People really are not fluently in that. The main language is the sign language. So you need the hands. So the long texts are really a barrier to us. And so we recorded videos with sign language. France, for example, is really excited about 3D printing, and we sat there and we figured out how can we do this in that language, how can we help us to understand those machines. And we've been sitting together for quite a long time, and we've actually achieved quite a lot, and we produced a lot of videos. We organized many, many, many different events. We had guided tours for kids, for deaf kids. Friends and I, we spent nights in the MATLAB to organize stuff like this in the center. Like, we are sitting next to the laser cutter and had some pizza. We spent nights there. We gave workshops where we also organized live translations. And then it also happened that we have a sure fix on a regular basis, and it's now translated. We have access to it. We can participate, which also is relevant for the code of conduct. When we discuss about events, we are part of the discussion. We can express our opinions. And now I would like to give like a funny thing. It's also a little bit sad, but in the MATLAB there was a bell that you could only hear via your ears, and it didn't work with light. If I like to order a pizza, how can I achieve it? Like, we then implemented it that there is a light bell inside the MATLAB. I just programmed it so that there's also the opportunity that when somebody's in front of the door, the lightning flashes show up, and this is a very good first step. That's where everything gets started. On a regular meeting, there's also the meeting of the deaf language people, the crew, the community meets up, and we communicate and we chat in our language. And wow, it's really funny. At the beginning, there were like three to four people, and by now the community is much, much larger. Like 15 to 20 people show up on a regular basis. I'm just stunned. Of course, it was. We were aware that we have to inform a lot about it, our situation, and it will be the same questions over and over again. And of course, I'm sick of them. I don't just want to always answer the same questions. So we came up with info charts. Maybe you saw them, for example, in the elevators. We put them up there. These are some examples that over and over are asked we were asked over and over again, and then you can now read about them.
Yeah.
Liebes CCCV.
Dear CCC Vienna,
C3W,
for me, the MATLAB is also a place of collaboration.
And
And through so many people contributing, it was possible to us to, at our meetups, organize interpreters being there, and that made opportunities came up, like two very, very kind people of the C3W. We started a project together where we started a so-called archive of sign language. Now, what is that? Austrian Sign Language has lots of different dialects, and there are videos that show very different signs, and there are various dictionaries where you can look those up. So we sat down together and collected all of those resources into one big thing in order to have one big dictionary for all of Austrian Sign Language. And that was a collaboration together with the C3W. And it was not only made for people who need sign language, who can't hear well, for the hard of hearing, but it's also for all of the others that want to communicate with them. This is a community that works together and lives together. The Austrian hard of hearing community, it often told us how great it is and how thankful they are that we put so much effort into this, that it's worth so much, and how much we are giving back to the community that way. And what this discussion group at the C3W it means is that lots of other hard of hearing came and took part and became a part of it. And so the Meta Lab actually became kind of a deaf space. There are lots of spaces where the hard of hearing come together and talk to each other. And now, actually, the Meta Lab is also one of those spaces, a deaf space. And it's an opportunity for a hard of hearing person to get there and take part. And that's actually how it happened, that one person that was hard of hearing was able to give a course in Austrian Sign Language and offer that as a workshop within the Meta Lab. And it was recorded and also published. But important, it is Austrian Sign Language and not German Sign Language. It is so great that this community is growing, and it's so nice to have this exchange. It means that we really had a CCC philosophy and were able to really use that and embed that within this community and create this communication and exchange of information. This is something that is really nice to me, that it's something that we can spread, that we can inspire other people that maybe also want to join the community, that maybe want to take part, that maybe also want to learn sign language and actually do start to learn sign language, that support us in all of the work of educating people about these things, so we don't always have to explain the same questions over and over again.
Nun zu dir.
And now to you, dear Meta Lab. We achieved a lot. We finished projects. Lots of people came together to the MetaLab. And so much that is important activist work is bearing on our shoulders. And to me, the time has come to take this opportunity and maybe also look at the negative sides a tiny bit and show about them. Yes, activism is important and it takes energy, and I notice in my whole body that this energy is draining from me to take part in this activism, because working actively and being an activist does have its limits. And there's the question, where is this limit? On the one side, I am an activist, but on the other side, this activism also influences my everyday life. So these two areas, these things, blur into each other. And where can I separate this activism from my everyday life? Personally, I can't just accept that discrimination is brought up against me, that I might be suppressed in some form. I will take a stand against that and I will say something. But that is also a problem. There's a problem there in this working against barriers. And for example, people with autism that are hard of hearing, they might come to me and be like, yes, we have a problem with the accessibility, and I might be the only person that is available for these things, because I will actively look for them. The MetaLab, as a place, as a workshop, as an implementation of a philosophy, it's great, you're great, and we work together well, and it's great, but I feel like between each other we could need some sort of couples therapy, dear MetaLab. I can remember a certain occurrence. And on the Wednesday nights, we have the meetings of sign language speakers. And on the next day, on Thursdays, I come to the MetaLab, and Peppy is there. I wasn't there on Wednesday, and Peppy is actually one of the founding members of the CCC Vienna, and he told me how it went. And so he told me, well, you know, it's summer break, usually there aren't that many people there, but imagine, there was actually a new person there that is hard of hearing. It came to the MetaLab, and to me personally, I don't really know them, but I wasn't there, so, and Pippi told me, this new hard of hearing person was at the MetaLab, and he also mentioned, well, I told them, come on, I'll show you the MetaLab, I'll give you a tour, because Pepe does speak sign language. And I hear what Pepe tells me, and it's so exciting. It was really exciting to me. I was really happy about it. I hope you can imagine what an excitement it is for me to hear about a new hard of hearing person, and that Pepe was able to show the MetaLab to them. On Thursday, I come home. I sit down on the edge of my bed and begin to cry. I cry. The tears are flowing from me. I cry because I imagine a hard of hearing person that is foreign to a new space, the MetaLab, and knows that Fussel and Franz are there, but doesn't really know if they're there right now. But, you know, I don't know. Why don't I just go to the MetaLab? This person goes to the MetaLab, sees that me and Franz are not there, but another one, a person that can hear, is there. Hey, it's great that you're here. I will show you the MetaLab. I'll give you a small introduction. Isn't that amazing? That people that can hear is able to just tell this person, hey, I'm here. I can show you this. Isn't that amazing? Translator's note. There's applause. Can you imagine these experiences, making them so open and free to everyone, to be able to just go to these workshops, to these spaces, and to see all of the tools and do all of the things that people that can hear can do as well, and being able to say thank you for the tour and being able to go home? I cried because for this person, it was a beautiful first experience, an accessible first experience that I didn't have at first. I cried because I thought, well, that's exactly what I wanted to reach. That is why I worked so actively, and we did it. But for some reason, it still hurt somewhere in my heart, because I am the one that burrows the way free to make space for all of the other hard of hearing, for them to have free access. That is what bears on my shoulders. I cried because I thought, it's so great, so nice, but for some reason, somewhere, it bothers me. I cried because I will keep going with this, and I have to keep going with this. I cried because at that point, when that situation was told to me, when Pepi told me this, I was active at the MetaLab for 4 years already. And because, unfortunately, I still encounter barriers within the MetaLab. Sometimes I feel, well, how do I say this? I want to just live in the MetaLab. I want to be there and not have to take this activist role. I just want to have an everyday life, like everyone. But still, I am pushed into this role of having to explain all of this accessibility. So, to me, I thought about, I sat down at home and I thought about it, and am I coming to the MetaLab to work there? But then I think, well, do I really want to go to the MetaLab? And I feel a conflict within me. Maybe I will have to explain things to people again, because people will ask me things again, because even though I want to work on entirely different things and have other projects I want to do, and then I'm back into this explainer role. But then I tell myself, do I still want to do it? And then I say, yes. So I go to the MetaLab, and again, there's some form of discrimination. But I have to take this part. I have to be kind, I have to explain things, I have to be patient, I will always answer the questions, I have to only speak in me messages. Yes, I understand what you're saying, I know what you mean, I know you have to do emotional work, we are doing emotional work together. But if I am not like that, maybe I'm going to be like, people are going to tell to me, you're not thankful enough, can't you communicate this more clearly? Yeah.
Activism burnout in general is a problem. It's a general problem, not just mine. But it is my life. I can't just simply say, I'm done with my work, I'm going to do something different. It's my daily life. My activism is my daily life. But the situation at university is exactly the same. I'm at the university, my professor is there, then I go to my job, and I'm at my job at MetaLab, and it happens again. I just want to have a drink, and then I again experience autism, and I just want to go home and give up, and I know the community is growing. I know more deaf people come to the MetaLab. This is amazing. This is fascinating. How often do I say, can I just drop everything, and the community is there? Can I just, I drop everything, and then I leave, and then whatever comes after me.
But
also, I'd like to participate in the MetaLab as a person, as me as a person. I want to be there. I want to be part of it. I don't want to just do the work to unlock it. I just want to be part of the living there. The problem in the beginning of the MetaLab, I adapted. I carry a device that can help me hear, even though I cannot hear, and then I started talking. And at some point, I took off the device. I started sign language because I wanted not for me to adapt, but the others to adapt to me. And the community, of course, has so many nice people. The daily life conversations are nice. And it was possible when we were having loud speak, but now with sign language, this is not possible anymore. So if I go to the MetaLab now, I see people laughing and chatting, and I miss out on them. And I know many people, a few people come to me, and then they tell me stuff, and then it's again autism. And then people start thinking, hey, we need to have translations. Maybe we should communicate in a written way. I also like to listen to music. I carry my device that they can hear with. But even then, it doesn't mean that I can perceive language as you can do. So when people see my CE device and then they start to talk to me, then it's the wrong way of access. That's not the reason why I carry this device. The adaptation that we deaf people have to do a lot of the times, it costs energy. And in the beginning, I adopted a lot. And I tried to allow communication. But when I was home, I realized that I was totally burned out inside. And now, if I go there from 8 to 2 a.m. and I catch up with people and I just do sign language in Austrian sign language, then I can go home and I have a lot of energy left. This is my experiences, how I can communicate and what energy I have to pay when communicating. And I know there's more, and there's more that I can do. But the problem is the surrounding. Every now and then I ask myself if I would not have adopted in the beginning in the MetaLab, how would stuff have ended up? For example, my project partner Franz, before we started the project, he was at the MetaLab. He was standing there. I wasn't there. No communication was possible. He left. Since Franz was very patient, he waited and waited. And then on Mastodon, at some point, he saw that there's a sign language translation at a MetaLab event, and this was the time when we met. And so often I have that feeling of if the environment is organized in an accessible way, if there are translators, then we ought to show gratefulness. We have to return the favor by being grateful. For example, the discussion about our rules of house, there was a sign language translation. We met three times for the code of conduct, and I was really excited, hey, we can be part of it. And then one person came to us and said, so the translation is there, that cost us quite a lot. It was again a discrimination against me. I had to apologize because somebody had done something for me, question mark. And again, not only with me, but in MetaLab, it's not only about death, it's also about HGAS or autism. So it seems like I have to perform something so that the people are happy because they perform for me. For example, our MetaLab Jurefix, the third or fourth appointment where we have translation, so many aspects are talked about. So it's so valuable that we have those Austrian Sign Language translators are ordered, and we just want to discuss and not only read about those points and aspects. I'm not. The thing is, some people argue about the money resources that we waste. For example, if I'm not there, if I'm ill. But I'm really asking myself, what happened if I would not have done anything, if I would just have been there at the MetaLab, if I would just have done my stuff, not for the MetaLab, but for myself, like all the others, if I would just play along, if I would not, if I basically didn't do anything, would I then be valuable enough that people would actually spend the money on the translations? This is a question I have in me, and therefore it's so nice in MetaLab. I've been there, I've contributed, I painted the wall, I painted the table, I've given so much, I worked so much. Yes.
Mach's auf.
Open it up.
Das ist ein zeitlich befristetes Projekt.
This is a project for 2 years. After 2 years, it's over, then it's closed again. But Franz and I, we said, no, we see the demand in the community of the deaf people. We see the demand, we see the need. Therefore, we came up with an association, the association Gebärdenverse, and we want to continue, we want to teach people about this. And for real, we don't want to do that shit anymore. We want to do our own shit. We want to do our own stuff. And for that reason, open it up or close it.
Weil auch.
Because
das CCC,
even the CCC, I've been here the first time in person. Last time I was there online, and at the beginning, when the hacker ethics was presented, this was my very first opening that I experienced in person, and I was already really emotional. I had tears in my eyes because of all the beauty of this community and being part of the community at CCC. And now, the other days, day one to day four, I just want to remember the ethics of the hacking ethics. It is about not judging people about their appearance or their beliefs. We should judge people about their actions. And what I experienced on the Congress, so many people asked us, How does it work with the sign language? How does it working? But really nobody asked me, hey, how are you? How do you feel on Congress? What's your experience on Congress this time? So people start to talk the translation, to sign language translations. No. Ask me, talk to me, not with the translators. Of course it's a communication channel, but you're actually talking to me, and therefore I experienced so much autism because these questions over and over reach me from all different persons, all the different people. So that's why I'm asking myself, open it up, close it, or should it stay open? We started 2 years ago and we actually got the stone moving. And now everything should just vanish? It should become nothing again, dear CCC? Dear C3W? Dear MetaLab? Thank you very much. Translation note, the people in the hall are applauding with their hands moving and stamping as practiced in the beginning.
Yeah,
wow. Wow. Thank you so much, Fussel.
Sehr gerne komme ich runter und beantworte Fragen.
Of course I'll come down there and reply on questions, but ask me something personal. Thank you so much.